Before we begin, Macho has a brief announcement. Now, you may recall that Macho had to get bendy because the Space Marines changed their name.
Oh, yeah, because Marine means things related to water, and the Space Marines don't go in the water.
Well, except for in water planets.
Oh, sure, of course, of course.
Well, the listeners have spoken. The Space Marines have officially changed their name to... Drumroll, please.
Hey, who threw that?
Nana Supreme.
Any
hoozle, the new name of the Space Marines is officially... The Space Machos!
Wow, cool!
Macho had voted for the Macho McMacho Faces, but that's democracy for you.
That's true. Well, starting this episode, listeners, and going forward, Macho Supreme is the commander of the Space Machos.
Space Machos! Haha! Start the show, Scotty!
Oh, yes, of course. Here we go. Hi, everyone. I'm Scotty Isiri, and welcome to the Imagine Neighborhood. It's an exciting day for Macho and Vacula as they head off to a festival celebrating their favorite space adventure movies, Nebula Trek. They are particularly looking forward to meeting one of the series' stars, but he doesn't seem especially happy to meet anyone. Join us for exciting costumes, amazing burritos, and an update on the pixie pandemic in this week's Imagine Neighborhood.
Passengers, this is your captain, Macho Supreme of the Intergalactic Space Machos. We are now traveling at, it's really fast, and our cruising altitude of, really high up.
Hey, listeners, Count Vacula and I are aboard the Mach Billion right now. We're on the way to the Photon Fair, a three-day festival for Nebula Trek fans across the world.
Macho will be turning off your fasten seatbelt sign, so feel free to get up and do some jumping jacks. In case of Sky Medusas, please calmly return to your seats and do not look at the Sky Medusas.
Vacula and Macho have been looking forward to Photon Fair for months now. It had to keep getting rescheduled because of the pixie pandemic. Fortunately, the glitter alert level got downgraded from ultra sparkle to slightly shiny, which means they can finally have the festival. It just had to be a little smaller this year.
Amos? Amos? Get it?
Hey, Vac, are you all right in there?
Vac? Who's Vac? It is I, Dash Valkyrie, the rogue of Rotaxia 9.
Sweet costume, Vac.
Do you like it? I worked really hard to get the belt buckles just right. I'm so glad Photon Fair is back. I can't wait to meet up with all the other Nebheads.
Well, well, well. If it isn't Dash Valkyrie.
Gasp! Duke Comet Surfer!
That's right. Duke Comet Surfer.
That's another great costume, Macho. You both look just like your action figures.
Macho Supreme! We have a new mission, Dash.
I'm up for anything, Duke.
My scouting computers have alerted me to a surprise guest at this year's Photon Fair. Our mission? Acquire his autograph. Oh, it's Manrick Allen!
Manrick Allen? Really?
Who's Manrick Allen?
Oh, Scotty, a clever joke. Pretending not to know who Manrick Allen is.
Oh, right, a joke, but, you know, the listeners might not know who Manrick Allen is.
Oh, Macho Supreme. Listeners, Manrick Allen is an actor, best known to the fans of Nebula Trek as Blasterface Schmasterface.
Chief Medical Officer of the Paladin Star Dancer.
Here, check out this clip on Macho's Macho Pad.
The good news is that you didn't break your arm, Duke. The bad news is that you're actually a clone.
Ooh, good acting.
I'm really happy for you two. Getting to meet somebody you admire is always a special occasion.
Is Scotty not also going to meet Manrick Allen?
Honestly, I was only tagging along because the Photon Fair is right next to In Queso Emergency, a burrito restaurant that I've been wanting to try. Nebula Trek is your thing, and that's cool, but burritos now, that's a Scotty thing.
Macho Supreme, that is also cool.
And Manrick Allen won't be the only great thing about Photon Fair.
Correct, Count Vacula. Macho will look up the map and schedule on his Macho Pad.
Oh, there's supposed to be a showcase for all the new Nebula Trek toys. I wonder if we'll get to see the new Dark Mother Zern moon rover.
There will be no toy showcase.
There won't?
The Macho Pad says the Galacto Toys had to cancel.
Oh, curses, that's a bummer.
Yeah. But oh, there's these great Nebula Trek thrill rides, like the Cosmic Coaster and the Starburst Slide and the Zero Gravity Zipper.
Macho is sorry, none of these rides will be at the Photon Fair this year.
None of them?
There will be a swing set covered in Christmas lights that make spaceship noises.
Curses! That sounds so boring.
Very boring. A swing set is a chill ride, not a thrill ride.
Okay, okay. At least there's the costume contest. Macho, this year you and I are totally gonna get first place!
The costume contest has also been canceled.
What? No! No! Not the costume contest!
Macho Supreme.
Curses! This was our year! I can't believe it! This is awful! Oh, my tummy hurts!
Macho Supreme! All of Macho's outrageously abundant muscles. Oh, they're all scrunched up.
Oh, man, that sounds really rough. You've been really looking forward to all those parts of the Photon Fair.
They were the best parts!
And they were all canceled. Macho does not like this feeling.
Me neither, Macho. All this bad news, it's making me feel pretty sad.
It also sounds like you're feeling disappointed.
That's not the same thing as feeling sad.
Not exactly. When you're expecting something to happen, but it doesn't happen the way you thought it was supposed to, you might feel disappointed. And disappointment can make you feel some other big feelings, too. It might make some people feel sad or even angry.
Disappointed? Yeah, like it doesn't feel right that Photon Fair has to be so small this year. So this sadness is part of feeling...
Disappointed!
Yeah. Disappointed!
Macho is feeling so disappointed! Oh, it feels like we should not have made these costumes! Like we should not have come to the festival at all! Like we never should have started watching Nebula Trek!
Those are huge feelings, Macho, and I definitely understand why you might be feeling them. I know that when I get really upset to feel better, I'll start by taking some deep breaths, and then I'll make a list of some things that I'm thankful for.
And this will make Macho forget that Macho is disappointed?
No. But that's not why you make a list. You will still remember that you're feeling disappointed. But making the list can help you focus on the good things that you have instead of the things that you don't. How about we try it? Like, first take some deep breaths. And then tell me some things that you're thankful for today.
Well, Macho is excited to be back at the Photon Fair with his Nebula Trek buddy, Vacula.
And even if there's no contest, our costumes are super impressive. I'm really proud of us.
Oh, and we should not forget that any minute now, we are going to get to meet... Manrick Allen!
Yeah! You know, I do feel a little better now.
Macho Supreme.
Nice. And, you know, you can even make this list when you're not feeling disappointed. Thinking each day about what you're thankful for is a great way of practicing gratitude.
Practicing gratitude. Macho likes the sound of that.
Yeah, you know, thinking about something nice, even when things are a little sad, it kind of reminds me of this song.
Haley's Waitress.
This is a song called Haley's Waitress by Fountains of Wayne. It's all about wanting something to happen, except it's not happening. And the music is a little sad and a little hopeful all at once. Can you hear how the piano part at the beginning kind of feels empty and lonely? But then the drum picks up and all these other instruments join in, like they're trying to feel a little better. Listeners, have you ever been disappointed by something that you were really looking forward to? Like, maybe you were supposed to go to the beach with your family, but then it rained and you couldn't go. Or your favorite ice cream store was closed when you really wanted some ice cream. Is there something you're feeling disappointed about right now? How does that disappointment feel in your body? And then, can you name something that you're thankful for? It can be a little tricky. You can pause the podcast if you need to.
Ah, the Mach Billion is now approaching the parking lot. Scotty, would you like us to drop you off at your burrito place?
Oh, could you? That'd be great.
Please have a seat over here and fasten the seatbelts.
Oh, yeah, sure thing. Okay. Why this seat?
That is the yeet seat, Scotty.
The what?
Thank you for flying the Macho Skies. Yeet!
See you guys later!
Bye!
Bye, Scotty! I hope your burritos aren't too disappointing. And we'll be right back.
Forget about the coffee. I'll just take a check.
Welcome back, listeners. Macho and I are sitting in the very front row, and Manrick Allen is right over there at the side of the stage, and oh my gosh, I can't wait!
Macho Supreme, or as as Duke Comet Surfer might say, Rockets away!
Enter from stage left. It's a pleasure to see you all at, what's this called again? Photon Fair.
We love you, Blasterface, Masterface!
Thank you from the bottom of all three of my hearts.
He said the thing!
Please enjoy the remainder of Proton Fair. I'll be at that flimsy little table there to sign autographs.
Ooh, good acting.
Exit stage right.
Wait, I have a question!
Questions? Nobody said I had to answer any. Yes, you there. The robot vacuum vampire cleaner dressed like Dash Valkyrie. Ask.
Mr. Manrick Allen, I'm Count Vacula, and this is my friend Macho Supreme, and you're like our second favorite actor of all time.
Second favorite?
Yes! We were wondering, remember in Nebula Trek 5 how you were stranded on the planet Nershi? Why didn't you know that the Nershi's pepper crabs were poisonous when the evil Dennis Chapman tried to give you a pepper crab salad sandwich in Nebula Trek 6?
I don't know, they told me to say the lines. It doesn't matter. There, I've answered a question. Let's get these autographs over with. Exit stage right.
Vacula, is Macho mistaken, or was Manrick Allen a little rude to everybody?
It sure seemed like that, Macho. Maybe he doesn't like making speeches. But maybe he doesn't like Nebula Trek fans.
Well, there's only one way to find out. It is time to complete our mission, Dash.
Yeah! Let's go get in line for his autograph and see how he talks to his fans face to face.
All right.
Next.
It still seems pretty unhappy to me.
No, I do not wish to see your silly little painting of the Star Dancer. Next!
Wow, that was not very nice.
Manrick Allen does not seem to be as kind or welcoming as Blasterface Schmasterface.
One autograph per family. Next!
He seems kind of angry, actually.
This is not at all in the spirit of Nebula Trek.
It's like he wishes he'd stayed home. Like he's angry he had to come to Photon Fair to talk to his fans.
Maybe Manrick Allen is angry, but that is no reason to be unkind.
A selfie? What on earth is a selfie? No! Next!
Someone needs to tell Manrick Allen that being angry doesn't mean he can be rude to all these people who love Blasterface.
Macho Supreme!
Oh, and it's our turn!
Macho Supreme!
Next! Oh, it's you again.
Mr. Manrick Allen, my buddy and I have something important to say to you.
Don't tell me. You have an idea for the next Nebula Trek movie?
No. Well, I mean, yes, we do. It's actually a really good idea, but that's not what we need to talk to you about. Mr. Manrick Allen, you may feel angry, but that doesn't mean you can be rude. All of these people came here just to meet you, and it's not nice to take your anger out on them.
Anger?
Yes. Macho and Count Vacula saw the way Manrick Allen has been treating his fans. It is unkind and not macho. And feeling angry is no excuse.
You demand my autograph, my precious time, and then have the nerve to tell me that you think I'm angry?
Yes?
Oh, woe is Manrick! Everyone always demanding more, always nibbling at him like birds at an apple. But a Manrick Allen is not a piece of fruit!
Macho understands.
You do?
Macho is also not a piece of fruit. Macho would be classified as a protein.
Get away, all of you! Be gone! I can't bear another moment of this! Is it not obvious that what I feel is not anger, but disappointment.
Gasp!
Exit sobbing loudly!
Oh, good acting.
No.
Count of Vacula, Macho is unsure what has happened. Manric Allen was acting angry and rude.
Yeah, but then he said he was feeling disappointed.
When Macho and Count Vacula were feeling disappointed, it made us feel sad and made our tummies hurt. Why did Manric Allen say rude things instead of having a tummy ache?
Wait a second. Macho, remember how Scotty said that disappointment might make some people feel sad?
Or even make some people feel angry. So Vacula is saying that a big feeling like disappointment can look different for different people.
Yeah, and if he was feeling disappointed, oh my gosh! Macho, we just went up to Manric Allen and told him how we thought he was feeling. We didn't even ask.
Macho agrees. Asking is an important step, even if someone is acting not macho.
That wasn't very kind of us at all. We must have been very frustrating for him. No wonder he ran away so dramatically.
We must find Manric Allen and apologize. This is a job for Duke Comet Surfer.
And his best friend, Dash Valkyrie. Come on, he's headed into that burrito restaurant. Rockets away!
Honestly, this is one of the best burritos I've ever had.
It does sound tempting.
In fact, I had two burritos, and I just ordered a third one to go.
That seems like too many burritos. Though I am quite hungry. Two burritos or not two burritos?
That is the question.
Mr. Manric Allen!
What do you want now?
Wait a second, you're Manric Allen?
Much to my dismay.
Macho and I, we wanted to apologize for how we treated you back at the autograph table.
Macho Supreme.
We're sorry. You were acting pretty rude, and we thought it was because you were angry. But we should have asked you how you were feeling, and then we would have known that you were disappointed. So, can you tell us why you're feeling so disappointed?
At last. To give you that answer, we must journey back to my early years, when I was but a child. A boy, Rick Allen, if you will. I was chosen to play a cow in my first grade production of Old MacDonald's Farm. I mooed so well that the principal herself said, "Let him moo again." "Moo," said I. "Moo."
Ooh, good acting.
Very moving.
As I grew into a young Manric, I yearned to challenge myself with the most important works of the stage. Dr. Caustus, Mulius Caesar, Cattle on a Hot Tin Roof. But then, tragedy! Nebulatrek asked me to be a part of the show, and there did Manric remain for 20 years.
Wow. That is even older than Scotty.
Yet in all that time, there was one story I have never had the chance to tell. The story of Blasterface Schmasterface's transformation into the Comet Cow.
That sounds amazing!
Indeed, it would have been, but alas, it was not to be. And that is the tale of Manric Allen. That is why Nebulatrek causes me such disappointment. Thank you for asking me about my feelings. I am sorry that I behaved so rudely.
Well, I don't know what it means to transform into a comet cow, but I do know that disappointment can lead to some very big feelings, and that big feelings can look different for different people.
Well, for me it was feeling sad and a tummy ache, but I guess sometimes disappointment can feel like anger, too.
Oh, hey, that's my burrito. Say, Manric Allen, would you like my burrito instead?
Here. Let me behold it. Alas, poor Manric. I knew him, Burrito.
He really does sound disappointed. I never realized that being part of something as cool as Nebulatrek could make somebody feel that way. But hey, we know how to help with that.
I'll try anything.
Well, to start with, we take a deep breath.
And out through the mouth.
Then we make a list. What are you thankful for about Nebulatrek?
Well, I am thankful for the joy I helped bring to so many people. And although the Comet Cow remains beyond my grasp, I am lucky for the stories I was able to tell.
I might even be thankful for my disappointment.
Really? Why?
Because the actor's dream is to feel many different emotions. Yes, I shall use my feelings to learn and grow. Oh, what a delight to feel such sorrow, such anger, such disappointment.
Macho is happy if Manrick Allen is happy.
I'm miserable. Thank you so much. I will bring my disappointment with me when I return to the stage. I shall fulfill my dream of performing Macbeth.
That sounds amazing, Manrick Allen.
And now I must return to my adoring fans. Exit eating a burrito. Hum.
Good acting.
Well, that was neat to see. Manrick Allen started out feeling disappointed, but by being able to talk about those feelings, he found something he could be positive about. You know, it's kind of like this song, Pitch or Honey by Nico Case. Here at the beginning of the song, the notes are very moody, like a storm cloud rolling in. But then, halfway through the song, you get this.
It's the gift that keeps on getting, that's the shrapnel from your wedding, she said.
The song speeds up and turns into a little bit of a celebration. Now, although it's got some of that same darkness, listeners, what does it look like when you or somebody you know is feeling disappointed? Were you able to help them feel better by asking them to talk about it? Now, you can also ask your grown-ups, how do they help someone who's feeling disappointed?
Oh, Vacula, Macho is now realizing that we've forgotten something important. We have failed in our mission to get Manrick Allen's autograph.
Oh my gosh, you're right. There's still time to complete the mission, though. Come on, Duke.
Rockets away!
Have fun! The Imagine Neighborhood is aligned with the award-winning social-emotional learning curriculum Second Step, produced by Committee for Children. For over 40 years, Committee for Children has worked toward helping everyone grow kinder. Mia Dosis is our executive producer, Michal Richardson, our story editor, writers, Melly Victor and Bilal Dardai, also guest voice Bilal Dardai. And our sound design is by Mr. Music Man Lindsay Jones. For more information about the show, you can go to imagineneighborhood.org. Grownups, you can learn more about the research behind every episode or get in touch and let us know what you think. And while you're there, don't forget to let me know. How are you kind today?
Scotty, it was very nice of you to give your last burrito to Manrick Allen.
Oh, thanks. I'm kind of bummed that I did it, because I'm hungry again, you know?
Well, we could stop somewhere else. I mean, there's lots of places between here and the Imagine Neighborhood.
Oh, there are.
We could stop at Beanie and the Jets.
I don't like that place. How about Two Torn Tortillas?
It's a little out of the way. Great Big Bean Burrito?
Not a fan. Guac Love got to do with it?
How about Bean There, Done That?
Ooh, we could go to Guac This Way!
Oh, yeah. That's owned by the same person who owns It's Been 1 Week Since You Looked at a Burrito.
That's right, that's right. But they are flantastic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a big company called Whole Enchilada Shaking going on.
That's true. But I think we're going to look good when we go in there. They'll see us rolling.
Oh, and across the road from Seven Nation Carne.
Oh, man, we got to go to Wichita?
Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom,